Scano, Sago, hello everyone. The long weekend is behind us and the podcast is back live for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. This is Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Health Services. I hope everyone had a safe holiday weekend. I know the community really enjoyed the COVID-19 edition of Bread and Cheese, and I hope that if you were missed, you do get your opportunity to get your bread and cheese. We now embark on a new week, and this is your COVID-19 update. To get things started, let's have a look into our wellness section and see who's waiting for us. I would like to introduce Jerrica Kennedy from the Six Nations Mental Health and Addiction Supportive Housing Program, joining us as the first guest of the week to give us a few wellness reminders. Hi, Jerrica, and welcome.
Thank you, Lori. So happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Supportive Housing Program?
Yes, I can. So the Supportive Housing Program started with six scattered units in the village of Ashwegan in 2002. The Six Nations Mental Health Team then received additional funding from the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care in 2013. The Sungyohungay, or I'm Coming Home in Cuga language, started off as supportive housing for addiction recovery, and it was created in 2013. Sungyohungay has been able to provide secure, safe housing for 1 year to eight adult clients who are Six Nations band members and are at a risk of homelessness or are homeless. They may have a complex addiction issue or concurrent disorder. The overall goal of the program being is to enhance the client's quality of life, help them to transition into a healthy lifestyle, and help clients to secure permanent housing.
Can you tell us a little bit about the staff and what they do to support the clients?
Yes, absolutely. All of our supportive housing case managers work very hard to support our clients to maintain their tenancy and to maintain a healthy lifestyle by providing such things as landlord liaison support, eviction prevention, case conferences, case management, medication management, one-to-one supports, access to basic needs such as transportation, food supports, and etc. The superstars of our supportive housing program are myself, Robin Fraser, Tiffany Van Avery, Amber Bomberry, and Brandon Martin.
I'm sure you're all very busy now in this COVID-19. It's been challenging for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. We're taking a lot of calls, doing a lot of food delivery, and helping clients to address any issues that they have going on.
So if someone was interested in accessing supportive housing, what would be the process?
The process right now, they could give us a call at the Six Nations Mental Health and Addictions Team office, and that number is 519-445-2143. And we can schedule an intake for our program. At this time, due to COVID-19, we are doing all intakes over the telephone.
Well, that's great. And I know that the Six Nations Mental Health and Addictions Team is also open for support to community members at this time. Can you tell us the number again?
Yes, that number is 519-445-2143.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Jerrica. We hope you and your clients stay healthy during this challenging time.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori. Thank you.
I know in our weekend podcast, we had talked about this being a pivotal weekend. So let's see what the numbers say as far as keeping the virus in check. Here at Six Nations, our case count as of this day is 11 cases. From that, 10 of those cases have resolved and we have one death. As of today, we continue to have no active cases. So far, we have administered 597 tests with 460 negative results to date. 58 people have been directed to self-isolation by Ashwegan Public Health. Please continue to identify symptoms and get tested to help us monitor the impact of this virus on Six Nations. Looking at our surrounding communities, New Credit remains at one positive case reported. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health, 206 positive cases, 82 resolved, and 31 deaths. Grant Public Health Unit reporting 102 positive cases, 93 resolved, and 3 deaths. Hamilton Public Health reporting 593 cases, 388 are resolved, and 27 deaths. And Toronto Public Health reporting 8,603 positive cases, 693 resolved, 4,693 resolved, and 683 deaths. Today, the province has set in motion continuing phase one stage of reopening the provincial economy, which means stores and retail sites, construction sites, parks, and even one-on-one sports with no spectators may now begin to open if public health regulations are followed. If you find yourself at any one of these settings, remember to sanitize your car, wash your hands, practice good hand hygiene, and above all, maintain 6-foot physical distancing. And if you cannot, please make sure you're wearing a fabric mask in the community. Please stay healthy. Let's stay COVID clear. If you are experiencing any one of the COVID-19 symptoms or any other new or unusual symptom, it is important that you call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909 or toll free at 1-855-977-7737. This COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. Well, we're on to what we hope is the start of summer, but before we say on until tomorrow, a few announcements. A Six Nations COVID-19 Relief Fund has been announced, which will be used to purchase much-needed personal protective equipment, medical supplies, including equipment to maintain pandemic operations, as well as food and necessities for many community members who are facing financial challenges. The fund is being administered by the Royal Bank of Canada, and contributions can be made through electronic funds transfer and at the email covidrelief@sixnations.ca. Public Works has put out a call for homemade masks, and any and all donations are greatly appreciated. For more information, please call 519-445-4242. If you would like to connect with the Six Nations Mobile Crisis Services, you can do so by phone at 866-445-2204 or 519-445-2204. That's available 24/7. You can connect with text Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4 at 226-777-9480 or by live chat Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4, found on the Six Nations COVID-19.ca website. And Personal Support Worker Day, or PSW Day, is held every year on May 19th. PSWs are the backbone of the health system, and approximately 35% of all PSWs in Ontario work in the home and community sector, delivering a range of vital services that reduce the need for more expensive hospital care, emergency room visits, or long-term care. They benefit individual clients, their caregivers, and the healthcare system as a whole. Here at Six Nations of the Grand River, we have 62 personal support workers who support our community members with health services at the Iroquois Lodge and in their homes as part of the Home and Community Care Program. Please check social media later on today for our appreciation messages. Nyala Goa for all that you do to support us, personal support workers. Frontline workers have been our biggest defense against COVID-19. Let's keep the good mind for all of them here at Six Nations and all over the world as we get through this COVID-19 pandemic. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Nyawa.